This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
U.S. jobs surged unexpectedly last month. The dollar is up, while oil is also on the rise. I'm Johnny Hart. You're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Trader Nick in the USA. Good afternoon from London. Nick, how are you doing?
Hi, Johnny. I'm doing well.
Plenty of news today. Of course, it is the first Friday of the month, so that can only mean non-farm payroll day. And, well, we've seen these surprise figures, an unexpected surge in U.S. jobs in September. Obviously, that had an effect on currency. We're also going to be talking about oil and the week ahead over the next few minutes. But what did you make of these jobs figures?
Sure. So markets initially really loved them in terms of, you know, the stock market reaction. We saw a big pop on the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. And as you mentioned, the dollar really saw a lot of strength out of this. Just to walk through the numbers very quickly, we added 254,000 jobs compared to forecasts of only 147,000. Not only that, they revised the previous number up from 142,000 up to 159,000. So when we look at just that stat alone, some very aggressive hiring went on, and kind of contrary to what analysts were expecting. People are, you know, still thinking the labor market's going to slow, Well, today was a very big day for the dollar index. It really popped high, trading at the time of us recording at 102.58, give or take. That is a huge move to the upside of about 0.6%. And that follows, Johnny, you know, a week of dollar strength. So the dollar is up, up and away, it seems, this week off of all of the data that we've been getting. We can keep going for just a moment further. If we take a look at the unemployment rate, we were forecasting 4.2%. We were expected to stay steady to where we were last month. Well, we actually came down. And to add to that, average hourly earnings rose by 0.4% month over month rather than the expected 0.3%. And they revised the previous one up there too. So pretty much a very textbook example of a stronger than expected jobs report. And as you mentioned, dollar index is up because, you know, let's think about this. Why would the dollar index be up? Well, everybody's expecting interest rate cuts. But why do rates get cut in the first place? They get cut in the first place because the Fed wants to help defend the labor market, or they want to get inflation under control. Let's back that up and take it down to its individual components. Inflation's on the fall, which is, you know, been a good thing. So there's no super urgency there to keep rates higher. But at the same time now, we've got a labor market that is showing some strength. And remember, the Fed wants to cut rates when the time is right and when they're needed to be cut. So, you know, there is still expectations for rate cuts to happen, but there's not the urgency of, oh my gosh, the labor market's falling apart. We need to cut rates to save the day. Today's data does not show signs of a rapidly deteriorating labor market and or economy. It seems to be showing some resilience there in the labor market. Go figure. We've been doing this podcast for some time, and the U.S. economy just seems to be the upset over and over again with stronger than expected jobs and a stronger than expected economy in general. So an upbeat day for the dollar and of course, other currencies seeing a bit of a tumble as well, Johnny.
Yes, and a good day for the outgoing President Joe Biden as well, who's actually commented on those figures, is talking them up. That's probably good news for the Democratic candidate Kamala Harris. Possibly they wanted an interest rate cut between now and the 5th of November, but I think they'll take this as a win.
I think so, too. I think that as we get closer to the election, the stock market is near all-time highs. You've got, at the same time, a labor market that seems, as I mentioned, relatively resilient. And you've got inflation come down a long way. That being said, for the current election, what is difficult is that the last few years have been turmoil on the consumer with higher prices. But there is some signs of serious improvement on the inflation side and labor side. So things have really settled out. And again, I do think that when we take into consideration the stock market up 0.6% for the NASDAQ, 0.3% for the day, not huge reactions. There was bigger reactions, but they've faded a little bit here. I still think if you take all in all, the soft landing camp seems to be relatively intact with, you know, labor market data coming in okay, pretty strong actually today, and inflation coming down.
Having said that, you mentioned the word turmoil, and we're seeing turmoil, of course, in the Middle East at the moment, and who knows what is going to happen over the next few weeks between Israel and Iran, which is creating a lot of uncertainty. We've seen the oil price rise quite significantly, although that rise in oil prices probably wouldn't have much of an effect on inflation come November the 5th. It would certainly make a big difference in the longer term, but this uncertainty is also a headache for markets, possibly, and we've seen that impacted on the oil price.
Yes, and you know, as you've mentioned it, oil is actually up another, at the time of us recording, about 1.25% on the day, give or take. And that's following, again, another week of pretty strong stuff and or strong data to support that. And what I mean by data is on the demand side, we're looking at the state of the economies of the world, services PMI this week, unemployment claims, ADP, JOLTS, and now the NFP report, all signaling some strength in the U.S. economy. And that does increase the potential demand for oil. And not even to mention the elephant in the room, which is China and the Middle Eastern situation. Those are both, let's say there's two elephants in the room. But the Chinese situation is one that is worth mentioning. The Chinese stimulus packages coming out, the huge rally in Chinese stocks. If China comes back online, demand for oil also goes up. Then you factor in, again, the big question mark, the geopolitical situation in the Middle East, which, you know, I saw reports yesterday, Johnny, maybe you saw this as well, the Biden administration discussing the possibilities of you know, strikes on oil facilities. That sort of conversation is also going to get oil prices moving, as any threat to existing supply to the global oil trade is a concern to the, you know, the price of oil, and also, as you mentioned, perhaps down the line, the inflation story as well.
Yeah, and it's odd to think that discussion that's going on between the USA and Israel at the moment is perhaps seen as a compromise rather than attacking nuclear facilities. It may be that the United States accepts that Israel will strike at those oil refineries and so on, which you know, a few months ago would have seemed like so unlikely, absolute pie in the sky.
And that is the ongoing situation there, which is just incredibly difficult. And as you said, very crazy to think of compromises being, you know, where they are at this point. Again, very difficult situation, to say the least. And when it comes to financial markets, certainly, people do not love that uncertainty, right? So there's that, you know, that added variable here. I wanted to also make mention of what's happening in the price of gold today. So I mentioned as we jumped on the podcast that I would have guessed that strong jobs data points would have pushed gold lower. And although that was the case initially, strong jobs, again, that provides a level of certainty or security, at least in the labor market, that's not particularly bullish for gold, because it pushes off the clause for rate cuts, which is bullish for gold. And it also, that uncertainty factor is good for gold. Well, to show you where the state of the world is right now, on those jobs data points, gold did drop initially, but very quickly regathered its strength and pushed back towards the highs of the day. Just showing you, remember, people buy gold when they're uncertain about the world. Well, there is no shortage of uncertainty in the world right now with everything that's going on. So although stocks are rallying off of this data point and you know, you are seeing some risk on assets, you're also seeing a demand still for commodities like oil and gold staying strong.
And of course, it could be that by this time next week, or maybe when we next speak on Wednesday, there might be further serious activity in the Middle East, which will have a major effect on markets. But between now and when we do next speak, what else is coming up over the next few days?
So next week, we've got a couple really big events, actually. We've got the jobs data this week. Next week, we've got meeting minutes from the Fed on Wednesday. But on Thursday, we've got the CPI. And again, CPI, I've said this for the last few reports of CPI, inflation, as we've discussed, the expected is that inflation is going to continue to come down. I would look for any surprises to that story. So if you get high inflation or an uptick in inflation, that could derail some of the recent optimism that we've seen in stocks. And a hot print on CPI could really strengthen the dollar further, because that would push off rate cuts even more than we've kind of started to see in the yields world today based on the jobs figures. We've got core PPI on Friday. So an inflation week as well as a Fed week next week.
I mean, on that inflation figure, Nick, I mean, one would expect it to continue going down, considering since the last CPI number, the oil price has gone down quite a bit.
Yeah. And again, the inflation trend has definitely been to the downside. If that does continue, that is a backdrop for the Fed to persist in its willingness to cut rates. But again, with the recent uptick in oil prices, with you know, any potential unexpected variables that could get thrown in, this is the hard part about economics, is that there's so many potential variables. The likelihood of a continued downtrend in inflation in the coming months is likely, but never a certainty. And that's the tough parts about markets.
Trader Nick in the USA, thanks very much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Johnny. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.